Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable. Welcome back. Welcome to Book Picks. Got a letter, Mike, the other day from a listener who wanted to know what the, he said, I would like to know the lyrics of the Read, Read, Books, Books, Hold Them in Your Hand song. And I wrote back and I said, I think those are the lyrics. That's pretty much all there is to it, really. Well, anyway, we got to hear that song again, which means it's time for Book Picks. We're thrilled to have the Book Loft with our family of bookstores to share their weekly book picks. Not only that, we get the owner of the place, Giovanni Boven, here to tell us about some of the great books now out and on store shelves and ready for us to take a spring adventure. Good morning. How are you? How are things?
I'm doing great. I've got my coffee and I'm ready for the day.
Excellent. Well, that's all we can ask for. So where would you like to begin?
We'll start with a couple of my picks. These are both new releases, both on our staff pick shelves. The first one is Antimatter Blues by Edward Ashton. And this is the follow-up to my previous staff pick, Mickey 7, where we met Mickey Barnes, who was an expendable. Basically, he's been cloned 6 times. And he found a way in the previous book to kind of get out of that raw deal he signed up for by essentially threatening the local indigenous bionic centipedes with an antimatter bomb and buried it under a pile of rocks. So it's 2 years later. He is no longer getting thrown into, you know, black holes and, you know, death missions, but winter is approaching, and they need that antimatter for the colony to continue running their base through what could be a years-long winter. So when Mickey goes to retrieve the antimatter bomb that he, again, put under a pile of rocks, it's missing. So it is a really fun kind of farcical. Now he actually has to negotiate with the local indigenous bionic bugs in order to basically ensure that he and the rest of the colony and probably a good portion of the planet's population doesn't freeze to death. So that is Antimatter Blues.
Antimatter Blues by Edward Ashton. All right, next up.
Next up, we have The Adventures of Amina al-Sirafi by Shannon Chakraborty, who was the author of the Devabad trilogy, which started with City of Brass. This is the same universe, but about 1,000 years prior to the events in her previous trilogy, and this follows a very popular, very well-known and feared former pirate queen, Amina al-Sirafi. She has left that pirating life behind, is trying to live in obscurity with her daughter, but when a very wealthy widow tracks her down, threatens to reveal her location to her old enemies, Amina is then forced on what she thinks is one last adventure to go find this wayward granddaughter of hers and coming out with a huge payout that will hopefully let her retire for good. But as we know with these sorts of things, it's never just one last adventure. So this will be the introduction to a new fantasy trilogy, which should be a lot of fun.
It is The Adventures of Amina al-Sirafi?
Yep.
Okay, I got that right. Excellent. Next up.
Next up, we have a couple of picks by our events coordinator, Max. The first one is The Big Bundle by Max Allen Collins. And this is very much a kind of historical noir feel. It even has the same kind of pulpy cover, but it follows a private eye, Heller, who has to basically wade through this deception and corruption when a millionaire's son is kidnapped and half of the ransom $600,000 goes missing. So that reaches into Washington, where Bobby Kennedy is working to take down Jimmy Hoffa. So it is definitely for fans of your pulpy noir, reminiscent of kind of the golden age of the 1960s.
All right, The Big Bundle, Max Allen Collins, that's the book. Next up?
Next up, we have The Last Honest Man. This is a historical, political book. This one actually comes out at the beginning of May. It is by James Risen. And this follows Senator Frank Church of Idaho, who was a opposition leader to the Vietnam War. And he was politically ambitious, but he was also kind of in the murk of the Watergate scandal, assassination plots by the CIA and the Kennedy dynasty with the mafia, the surveillance of civil rights activists by the FBI and NSA. And really, it's just kind of a, you know, snapshot of this very dark time in American history, and the one guy that was trying to bring all of this corruption to light. So, you know, despite your political affiliations, it is a very unique and telling story of a very important period of American history.
It is The Last Honest Man, right? By
yep.
James Risen. Okay, next up.
Next up, we have Sherry's Picks. This one, White Cat, Black Dog, Stories by Kelly Link, just came out today. Kelly Link is actually an indie bookstore owner with her Book Moon Books in East Hampton. And this is a collection of short stories, inspiration drawing from the Brothers Grimm, 17th century French folklore, Scottish ballads, and she spins these fairy tales with kind of a new modern retelling of her own. Sherry had said that it was hard for her to choose a favorite, but two of hers were Prince Hat Underground and The Lady and the Fox. Definitely something to look out for. Again, that's out on our shelves today.
White Cat, Black Dog, Stories by Kelly Link. All right.
Next up, also Sherry's Pick, The God of Endings by Jacqueline Holland. And this one is unique. It's kind of a vampire story without being a vampire story. It follows Colette Lesage, who was gifted with immortality by her grandfather. And it goes through the centuries, primarily in the 1980s, where she runs an elite fine arts school for children in upstate New York. And she has a gifted child from a troubled home who attends her school that kind of brings up Colette's past, her own mysterious growing hunger. Sherry says, the God of Endings serves as a larger exploration of the human condition in all its complexity, asking us the most fundamental question, is life in this world a gift or a curse? She hated the part from this story and really kind of sat with it for a long time afterwards.
All right. And the book is The God of Endings by Jacqueline Holland. Next up.
Next up, we have a couple of Linda's picks. Rough Sleepers by Tracy Kidder. This is nonfiction. Follows Dr. Jim O'Connell from Harvard Medical School and was given a prestigious fellowship to create an organization to bring health care to the homeless citizens of Boston. And Tracy Kidder spent about 5 years following Dr. O'Connell as they served the thousands of homeless patients. They offered medical care, socks, soup, friendship, and really tried to bring the focus to care and medicine first, as opposed to money for the healthcare industry. Some of these people are known as rough sleepers, and Dr. O'Connell and Tracy Kidder really helped bring these people into the light and illustrate, that some of these people may not have a choice in their situation, but they still deserve compassion and care, just as anybody else.
A really stunning book by Tracy Kidder. Rough Sleepers is the name of it, and it is out now. Finally, sir.
Finally, we have Go As a River by Shelley Reed. This came out just last month, and it follows 17-year-old Victoria Nash on her family's peach farm in Iola, Colorado. It is based on true events surrounding the destruction of the town of Iola in the 1960s. And Victoria just is trying to live her life. It's a story of deeply held love in the face of hardship and loss, also finding courage and resilience. A river keeps moving forward. So despite tragedy, hardship, whatever life happens to throw at Victoria, she just follows life, as a river. Go as a river. Keep moving forward.
It is Go As a River by Shelley Reed. Anything else you'd like to share in the half a minute we have left?
Just a shout out that Independent Bookstore Day is April 29th. It's the last Saturday of April. It is the 10th anniversary. And whether you're here in the Berkshires, the Pioneer Valley, or the Hudson Valley, be sure to check out your local indie bookstore. I know we have events for kids. We've got giveaways, grab bags, and raffles.
It's the Book Loft in Great Barrington. You can go to their website, thebookloft.com, thebookloft.com. And you can also check out the list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable, and see all of the books that Giovanni has picked out for us this week. Giovanni Bovin, thank you very much for being with us. Very nice to have you as always.
All right, as always, thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.